This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And today we continue with a study in which we've been engaged for the past several times on the various covenants, recognizing that we, in our study of the Bible, should come to understand that the law of Moses was addressed to the Jew, that it was nailed to the cross when Jesus died, that it is no longer addressed to anyone living today in specific detail. And as an important element of that study, as we closed last time, we were considering the thief on the cross and pointing out that he was saved not according to the New Testament, but he was saved simply because the Lord Jesus Christ had power on earth to forgive sin. Just as a man might give his money away without paying any attention to his will, but when he dies, every penny has to be dispensed according to that will. Let's just imagine, for sake of illustration, a man named Jones, who has $100 million. And a man named Smith comes to him and says, "Mr. Jones, will you not loan me $100,000 so that I may put up a business?" And let us suppose that Jones says, "Yes, but I've made out my will, leaving all of my money to my wife, and therefore I cannot let you have anything." Now, surely both Smith and Jones would know that that will has absolutely no limiting power as to what he could do with his money so long as he is alive. If he wanted to give Smith not only $100,000, but even $1 million or $10 million, he could do so, and the will would have absolutely no power over it. However, if Jones dies, then not one single penny could be dispensed except according to the terms of that will. Just so it is that Christ, while he was on earth, could forgive men. He would say to this one, "Thy faith has saved thee, go in peace," and so forth. But now, from the day of Pentecost on, when the New Testament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came into force, everyone who receives remission of sins must receive it by obedience to the gospel plan of salvation. And the gospel plan of salvation is not the same as that which was done by the thief, when he just said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom," and Jesus said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." In the giving of the Great Commission, according to Luke chapter 24, Jesus said, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer, and should rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Now note that no time in all of history up until that time had the remission of sins been preached by the authority of the new covenant. And it was not done so until the day of Pentecost, following the ascension of Jesus, and that record is given in Acts chapter 2. Now, when we go to Acts chapter 2 and we find Peter and the rest of the apostles preaching to the Jews who had crucified the Christ, they show what men must do to be saved. Here now is an example that you and I must follow in order to be saved. They showed that men should believe that Jesus was the Christ upon the evidence which they presented. And then we find in verse 36 of that second chapter of Acts, the Apostle Peter concluding the first part of his sermon by saying, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now note carefully, when the people heard that, they were pricked in their hearts. That showed they had become believers. And they said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men, brethren, what shall we do?" Now, what did they want to know? They wanted to know what to do to be saved. Now, note that Peter and the other apostles did not say, "Well, now, since you're a believer, you're already saved." I realize that many people today believe and teach that, but it is not taught in the Bible. When these men who've been brought to the point of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ asked the question what to do, here's what they were told according to God's Word. "Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." It is therefore clear that the believer cannot be saved until he both believes and is baptized unto the remission of his sins, according to the New Testament of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please do be with us next time as we continue this important study.